Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
With Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 19.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong? Look, great news, Indigenous Cancer Research receives critical funding boost. A new cancer prevention and care initiative supporting Indigenous communities across North Queensland will advance following a $2.5 million funding boost. University of Queensland-led project has been awarded a Cancer Australia, improving First Nations cancer outcomes. 2024 partnership with Cancer Research Grant to celebrate culturally respected evidence-informed strategies. We're going to catch up a yarn now, Professor Gail Garvey, AM, in UQ, University of Queensland School of Public Health, and we have Professor Lyon. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm well. I'm here in Brisbane, in Meagen, on the lands of the Jagger and Turrbal Nations.
Beautiful, and big shout-out to the mob there. Thank you very much. Look, money's a tool. Great to have a bit of cash here, $2.5 million funding boost for communities, Indigenous communities across North Queensland. So, yeah, we welcome it, but it is a tool, and we can do things with that tool, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Achieving equity in cancer for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is critically important because it's a leading cause of death for our mob. And to be able to do that, we need to do that in partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and yes, we need some money to help us along the way.
Yeah, fantastic. And so when we look at the support that's needed, we're talking about closing gaps, and cancer that here we are, 21st century, we still haven't found a cure for it. So a lot of work still yet to be done.
Yeah, so cancer is quite complex. There's many types of cancer, and the type of care that patients receive is also complex. But there are many barriers to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people receiving optimal cancer care. And I guess some of those disparities start with, you know, we have a higher incidence, so yes, we're more likely to be diagnosed than other Queenslanders with cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, cervical cancer, for example. But then we also have really poor outcomes from cancer. So, you know, I don't want to alarm the audience, but we're more likely to die, and 1.5 times more likely to die than non-Indigenous Queenslanders once they receive a cancer diagnosis. So it's really important we connect with communities. We want to optimise cancer prevention strategies and then work with communities and hospitals and health services and cancer services. What can we do better to change this inequity?
Exactly. And then the other hurdle, you could say, that comes to the table, Professor, is remote. When we talk about remote communities, and our mob living remotely, that in itself is a big hurdle to climb as well.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And so this is why we're partnering with our communities in North Queensland. So specifically in Townsville, we're working with Mob there and in Bowen and in Mackay. And we're looking at how we can connect those communities across those regions, but also how can we connect them in with cancer services and, you know, other cancer prevention services so that we can try and work together collaboratively to get the better outcomes, because we're aware of, you know, people who are in more regional and remote locations, you know, there are geographical challenges in transport, you know, getting to a service. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, engagement big time with their First Nation health organisations front and centre.
Oh, yeah, look, absolutely. Whilst we've just been allocated this funding, you know, recently, we've been over the last year having ongoing conversations with communities across those organisations that I spoke about in Townsville, Bowen and Mackay, trying to understand from community perspective what's important to them and what is it that we need to focus on. And so, you know, they've told us that they want to have more opportunities around supporting healthy living. And part of that is also increasing health literacy, like what is cancer, what is cancer prevention, participation in cancer screening programs and immunization, and having resources, locally developed, co-designed resources to address the community's needs. They also thought was really important in us trying to make a difference in these outcomes.
And Professor Gale, I'm picking up the fact that we're having conversation with the mob in community, so we're working from the inside out, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, whilst I'm here in Brisbane at the University of Queensland, we have our cancer centres, I work very closely with them, but there's quite often a disconnect between services, cancer services, and our community. And I think, you know, so this grant will provide funding for cancer connectors in each of those services to really help connect and join the dots between, you know, communities, cancer services, cancer council, for example, and others.
Look, fantastic. Look, well received, $2.5 million funding boost. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to your team there. And let's move towards closing this gap. But thank you very much, Professor Gale Garvey, AM. You have a great day and keep smiling, my sister.
Yeah, you too, Trev. Thanks. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Professor Gale Garvey, AM, University of Queensland School of Public Health. And look, arms open, smiles on dials and regarding $2.5 million funding boost for new cancer prevention and care initiatives supporting Indigenous communities across North Queensland. Look, fantastic. And also well engaged with the First Nation Health Organisation. So very important, but there's a big gap we need to close. Cancer, that yucky disease. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Your mob too deadly.
Genocide combined, tell them in the darkness, resilience thrives with an unmatched beauty and fire in her eyes. She burns as bright as the stars in the sky, cause a warrior spirit is very hard to come by. So when they ask what's a woman's worth, you say the greatest gift alive on earth.
Beautiful queen that I've ever seen, holding it down for your family. On your grind, your old smile, being real on the inside. Earth, wind, fire, shining star. Essence to stand wherever you are. Hold the seeds of birth. You're the queen of mother.
Sister girl, black diamond shining bright. I see you carry yourself with beautiful pride, giving hope, raising kids for our future. A smile without a reason, you're a gift of a teacher. You're the strongest woman that I've ever seen. Work hard, projecting positivity, holding it down, homegrown in a tapestry, giving room to dream, no silver spoon to feed. Baby girl, be proud, make the best choice in life. Keep your head up, this is my only advice. Your love stirs in the belly of these streets. Careful what you learn, finding your inner peace. You're more loud than you could possibly see. Like a rose that grew in these concrete scenes. Each day there's hope, always remember, I got your back in any type of weather.
Beautiful queen that I've ever seen, holding it down for your family. On your grind, you always smile, being real on the inside. Earth, wind, fire, shining star, essence to stand wherever you are. Holds the seeds of birth, you're the queen of mother.
This is for my sisters on the streets, feeling broken but won't give in to defeat. Keep your head up. And this is for my single moms at home, raising baby all alone, cause dad's gonna keep your head up. And this is for my independent girls that be taking on the world, not a father, keep your head up. And this is for my frontline women who've been there from the beginning, stand tall and keep your head up.
Moonlight shadows on the water, calling softly out to me. Moonlight shadows on the water, the gentle rhythm of the sea. Tropical breezes often playing, and sometimes the winds they roar. No, I can't deceive, I could never leave. Fragrant flowers, vibrant colors, the sound of music fills the air. Close your eyes, you can't imagine this paradise of which we share. There is time for one another, time to walk and be alone. No, I can't deceive, I could never. Moonlight shadows on the water, calling softly out to me. Moonlight shadows on the water, the gentle rhythm of the sea. Tropical breezes often playing, and sometimes the winds they roar. No, I can't deceive, I could never. Vibrant colors, the sound of music fills the air. Close your eyes, you can't imagine this paradise of which we share. There is time for one another, time to walk and be alone. No, I can't deceive, I could never leave my Thursday Island home. No, I can't deceive, I could never leave my Thursday Island home.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yanup strong? Now, Bugayanu Jumba brings the Kimberley languages to life through a joyful new album of children's songs. Led by musician and researcher Dr. Gillian Howell and producer by Chura as part of its award-winning Sound FX program. And also we're going to have a yarn with Dr. Gillian Howell, a musician and researcher. Also Sister Maria Mamaji, Han Senior Language Educator in the First Fitzroy Valley. A very good morning to you both, ladies. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor. Very well, thank you.
Gillian, thank you. Mamaji, you there? Good morning.
Uyukumanda from Fitzroy Valley and Jalunguru Maninga in Burba and Walmigiri language.
Beautiful. And before we start, Mamaji, who your mob were you from, please?
Well, I'm actually from my mum came from the Canning Stock Route in WA in the Great Sandy Desert.
Mm.
But I was born and raised around Fitzroy Crossing.
Yes.
And lived most of my life here and went to school here and and studied here and got a job as a came back and did teaching, just an ordinary primary school teacher.
Yep.
And then later on then I became a specialised language teacher and looking after all the language programs.
Beautiful.
Within our school.
An educator and a true auntie, I would say. And over to you, Gillian. I would say that you've been adopted to the mob. Tell us your journey, your story there, please, and about this beautiful new album, joyful new album for children's songs.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Well, I'm calling from Naam, and I live and work here on Wurundjeri country. Mm. I'm a non-Indigenous woman, and my family comes from England and Ireland.
Okay.
And I studied music and I worked as a musician in a lot of different, mostly community contexts, working with people to support their songwriting goals and aspirations.
Beautiful.
In a whole lot of different places. And I started working in Fitzroy Crossing and collaborating with the educators and young people there in 2017. And I go up usually twice a year. And
Beautiful. So
I get to experience the beauty of the Kimberley on a regular basis, which makes me feel very privileged.
Look, fantastic. And Mama G, you will agree, my sister, we are storytellers. So whether it's by dance, painting, art, songs as well, and our language is strong. And here we are, 21st century, 2025, and our language and our strongs, our culture is still strong today. And it's great to see a tool like having children's songs, an educational tool, you could say, Auntie.
I guess for me, yes, music, you know, the lyrics and that we've learned over the years, and I guess our languages have always been an oral language.
Mm, yes.
And for us to retain information, the passing down of that, and I guess through song, this is what the only way I thought as an educator or as a teacher of our language is to help our children to keep the language strong. And this
Beautiful.
Was one
yes.
way of us saying, well, how can we change of what we are doing in our teaching in our school system? What is the best way of teaching? So I thought that through Gillian, who continuously used to pop in into my classroom and say, well, you know, how can we move this forward? And
exactly.
It was great now to see the
come to fruition. Yes.
Yeah, one of Ayana Junba songbook app.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. Gillian, so being a musician and a researcher, a lot of passion in that field, it must expand that passion when we're talking about bringing culture to life, language to life, and supporting First Nation people on the big island of Australia.
Yeah, I mean, all my research is interested in the ways that communities can use music and
yes.
music making to help restore something or repair something. I've worked quite a lot in war-affected places where I look at the way music supports repair of relationships after a war, when there's been sort of really big social divisions that linger long after the war. And I think for this project, it's also about that sort of restoring of language. The process of colonization, as we all know, it just destroys so many things, or it damages those links of transmission. So for me, it felt very meaningful to be able to use the skills I have in music to support these language goals that are so important, because there's so many benefits that come to people for knowing their language and feeling confident in it. So while I'm not a language speaker myself, this project is possible because of the hard work of people like Mamaji and other elders like Patsy Bedford, who have been working so hard to keep language strong in the community, and these songs are
beautiful.
The latest thing, and I'm really pleased to have been able to play a part in helping bring them to life.
Yeah, look, a team effort, beautiful, so beautiful, keeping our culture alive. And when you talk about our mob, and when you look at Aunty Mamaji, for example, got the knowledge there and got the language there, and then you come along with the vehicle and regarding driving the vehicle into songs and creating an album, that's a powerful team effort, and the culture is alive, 2025.
Yeah, and actually I really love that you used a car metaphor, because it's something that we've been thinking about recently. What's this role that we play in the organisation Tura? And we reckon it's a bit more about keeping the air, playing around with the air in the tyres. So, you know, the songwriters are the ones, the language speakers, they're the ones in the driver's seat. And we're just there to kind of help try and, you know, anticipate some of the bumps that might be coming up and make sure the vehicle can get through them smoothly. But the driving is being done by the songwriters, and Tura's role as the sort of arts partner is about sort of bringing in those sort of additional resources around recording and supporting people to realise their musical ideas.
Beautiful. And I believe ILF is a part of the team effort as well, Indigenous Literacy Foundation?
They are, beautiful. So they've done a lot of work in the Fitzroy Valley community with individual authors, but this songbook has brought together almost 50 contributors from children and adults and elders in the songwriting and artist process, art-making process. And, they're a great partner, because they really support getting those books out into the community and into people's hands. People don't have to order them online in the community. The books are available.
All right, beautiful. So the books have been officially launched. Now it's available to purchase, is that right?
Yes, that's right. You can buy it online. It should be in bookshops soon.
Good.
We'd love everybody to buy it, not just because the songs are awesome and we'd love to hear people singing them, but all the royalties go back to the community.
Beautiful. A financial vehicle. Thank you so very much. Mamaji, thank you for the yarn. You stay deadly, my sister. And Gillian, thank you so very much. Team effort. Let's keep in touch, and all the best, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and yarn up strong with the beautiful ladies there. That's Maria Mamaji, hand senior language educator in Fitzroy Valley, and also Dr. Gillian Howell, music and researcher with the new album, joyful new album of children's songs created through a partnership. Fantastic to see. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Recognize that validation isn't a need, long as I recognize you and you recognize me, and recognize that never ceded our sovereignty. It'll help you recognize why we're fighting to get free. Will it change being recognized by my color or creed? When I'm recognized by my rap sheet, know what I achieve. Recognize this is what I've seen and what I believe. Maybe then you'll recognize why I'm another kind breed. Recognize that trying to mine the land, air and the sea. Recognize the percentage in detention and custody. Recognize the rise of homelessness on the street. Recognize the length in our people's life expectancy. Once upon a time they didn't recognize the lesson. Now they recognize the method because they recognize the mission. Watching more vibe with them once they recognize the rhythm. That's why we don't need to recognize their recognition.
Recognize.
recognize. Recognize. Recognize. Recognize, they're all about recognize. How the 56 sell out and white guys speak to 300 tribes. Recognize, to give our voice to our enslavers is to recognize defeat. They want our sovereignty. Recognize, 1500 dialects no longer alive to provide the truth of the lies. They've always seeked our demise. Recognize, we don't need your recognition to be who we be. Sovereign man, sovereign woman under LORE. Recognize deceit. Recognize the liars. Recognize the thieves that pull upon the wires. Recognize the evil. Recognize the righteous. Recognize your leaders, but recognize the deceivers in our skin. No one's kin, just assimilated tyrants trying to divide us. Hating police with policies perpetuating lies. I don't need you or them to speak for me. Just recognize. 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 It's time to wisen up. We've had our voice this whole time. Only now they want to recognize us. Or we recognize those who died in cuffs. Or recognize it's more than just two flags that symbolize us. It ain't hard to recognize it's us. Recognize nobody deals with the after effects besides us. Recognize who they got speaking for your tribe cuffs. If they're not recognized, then are you rising up? Recognize whenever times get tough. Go to a source of info you can recognize the trust. Understand how to recognize this type of stuff. Then you can recognize when they try and hide this stuff. Once upon a time they didn't recognize the rhythm. Now they recognize it's hectic cause they recognize the system. They recognize we survived and kept on living. But recognize we did it all despite their recognition.
Recognize.
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 Oh,
Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we've got across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Experts warn clean energy transition must not come at cost of Indigenous. First Nation rights over sea country are being overlooked as Australia races into offshore gas and wind development. According to new research, with experts warning, traditional owners remain excluded from decisions that threaten vital cultural, spiritual and economic connections. With the only catch of a yarn now with Gareth Ogilvie, co-chair of the Sea Country Alliance and the paper's co-led author. Online, Gareth, good morning. How are you?
Happy to be with you, Trevor.
Thank you very much. Yep, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please.
I'm calling from Ardyloon Community, West Kimberley. It's about 2 hours north of Broome.
Yes.
My mob, though, Nunda Yamiji from Kalbarri region, mid-west coast of WA.
All right, beautiful. Big shout out to you, mob. Thank you very much, brother. Look, always seems to be case when there's conversation going on, there's no black fellas at the table. We're used to that, are we not, Gareth?
Yep. No, unfortunately, that's the, we deal with this each week.
Sure, exactly.
For the last few years, yeah.
So tell us about you being co-chair of the Sea Country Alliance and the work that you guys do.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess the Sea Country Alliance was convened or formed back at the end of 2023. And that was in response to a bit of court activity at the federal court level regarding a decision called the Tipperkalipa decision, and that helped reinterpret the consultation requirements for offshore oil and gas companies when they're dealing with TOs. Fortunately, the company that was involved in that case, Santos, didn't actually go through the right processes, and that was really the consequence of that. So we've got a list of, we've got 55 members now who are eligible and have that connection to Sea Country across the whole coastline of Australia.
And look, it just creates a seat at the table, virtually whatever's going on country, should be engaged by First Nation people, traditional owners. It goes with that saying, you could say, Gareth.
It does, and unfortunately for us, free, prior and informed consent considerations are rising to the surface slowly, and this is what it's all about, because if we're looking at effect of native title land or even saltwater interests,
yes,
that's when we have to be brought to the table as well, because The impairment of those rights is certainly at risk for sure when we move into this space.
Sure. In regards to the organisation you guys have got there, are you finding conversations are happening, but some of the other companies are ignoring the fact?
A little bit. It's been a little bit slow as well, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because I guess there's different projects that have different nature and scale.
Okay.
It's not just offshore oil and gas exploration. Sure. It's wind, it's on land, renewable type projects. It's a whole list of things. But certainly we've got more power together.
Exactly.
With our 55-member cohort rather than dealing with things individually. So if we're looking at providing like, submissions to the Commonwealth Government, certainly that carries more weight.
Well, there's an entity there that needs to be spoken to or to be included, is what you're saying, my brother, you know. So for future businesses looking at throwing in a tender process or whatever they decide to do on land or sea, hey, have the conversation with First Nation people, with the traditional owners, of course.
No, at that level, for sure. Yeah, it's essential these days. It's actually cheaper and obviously more ethical as well to have that early engagement at the start.
So,
and that's distinct from making things risky and things coming back to bite these people who don't participate if they don't get that right at the start.
So exactly. So if not state government, they should be well aware of your existence, so to speak, and engagement is part of the application process or the tender process, I would think.
No, absolutely. And it's good that we're conscious about this and we can get this message out to those groups who represent their communities, so yeah, they can make informed decisions. Beautiful. When big projects come over their way.
Are we talking about agreements in the conversation regarding employment or First Nation people and procurement, supporting black businesses?
The economic question does arise.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
But that's a little bit different from getting the consultations done for environmental approvals,
okay,
for
yep.
example.
Yep.
However, it's we are conscious of it. That's another agenda that we are pushing.
Good.
These companies are making billions offshore, which are only a couple hundred k's off from our communities. And there's certainly that question as well, not just for employment, but for more economic development as well.
Well, fight's a good fight, Gareth. That's what you guys are doing. Hats off to you. Thank you very much for sharing. A big shout-out to all the mob there with the Sea Country Alliance and the paper's co-led author. And thank you for your yarn. Stay black, stay strong, brother.
Good to be with you again, Trevor. Thanks again.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
You too.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Gareth Ogilvy, co-chair of the Sea Country Alliance and the paper's co-led author. So experts warn clean energy transition must not come at cost of Indigenous people. There's an entity at the table, or entity that should be at the table. There's an entity there, and they should be at every table and regarding conversations going on regarding work, business, mining or what have you, and talking about the environment of country on sea and land. Should be front and centre for our traditional owners. There you go. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Baby, please, bring your loving arms to me. don't like it when we're marching down the street. We're only fighting for our rights. How they like to judge the things we say and do from the safety of their ivory heights. See, we talk too loud, making trouble all the time. We're only fighting for what is right, what is right. Well, how they'd like us to sit so quietly in the corner while they tell us all our wrongs from our rights. We say, can't be wrong if you're right. Met a man with time in his eyes. He was so tired all the time, but he laughed at life as he picked up his flag and he said, gonna fight for the world just one more time. Choices come your way when you're marching down the street. Come to the crossroads of your life. Follow your heart and follow your feet. Sometimes you gotta stand, sometimes you gotta fight. Yeah. Can't be wrong if you're right.
Hey, you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
time.